Springfield's Pure Classic Rock, 104.7 The Cave. Mike the Intern on the phone with my good buddy Jim Peterick from Survivor. How are you, man?
Hey, how are you doing, Mike the Intern?
I'm
are
doing
you
good.
Going to be an in, you're an intern always, right?
I know. Every time you call me, every time we talk, you're always like, dude, are you still doing the internship? Yes, I am a 37-year-old intern, and I will be an intern until they finally hire me, which after all these years isn't going to happen.
Well, stay humble because it suits you well.
I appreciate that. That's kind of my mantra. So I guess it just keeps me on my feet, which is a good thing.
I hear you.
So most of us in the world are pretty much told to stay at home other than the, quote, essential workers, which since I'm a DJ, I'm essential. So we've done all we can to keep everyone away from each other, but we still have to come in. But a lot of musicians like yourself probably had spring tours planned, summer tours planned, local musicians playing at bars, all that stuff's out the window. Everything's come to a halt. But you guys are able to do your work at home, and you make music. You're an artist. That's what you're supposed to do. You can't stop that. So you've got something in the works that is kind of in the same vein as that. Is that correct?
That's right. You know, as a former member of Survivor, of course, Eye of the Tiger's out there doing its work, but I keep wanting to put something new out because that's what I do, as you say. You know, it's not for the money. God knows that. But it's for expressing yourself. And I have a new song called Empty Arena. You know, I think we're all touched by, you know, turning on the TV and seeing people like the Black Crowes doing a concert for an empty theater, you know, and John Legend and so many artists, you know, Keith Urban. And it's inspired me, you know, and I came up with the opening line, what if the team scored a touchdown and nobody cheered? What if the band played their big encore with no one to hear, you know, and it just touched me. And so I wrote this song, and it's really not a song of desperation. It's a song of hope and waiting for that day, trying to make that day happen when we can again fill the arenas with people dancing and holding hands and doing the sway. It's moments that we took for granted only a month ago of getting together and enjoying live music. And when it's taken away, it's like, holy mackerel, you appreciate it more than ever. And that's really what this song is all about.
See, and that's awesome. And like I said, you're an artist and you're a writer. I mean, obviously you've written for, I can start going down the names, you know, 38 Special, Brian Wilson, Skinner. We could do that all day. But like I said, bottom line is that's what you do. And even though you can't go out on the road and do that stuff, you continue to do that. And I think that's awesome what you've done. I also wanted to ask you, you recently did the Proof of Heaven thing with Dynasty Young, which I think is cool, the world stage thing. Did you have anything to do with his solo album that's coming out this year?
I did. That just came out. Dear friend, Dynasty Young, he lives two blocks from me, which is really, really cool. And when we wrote Proof of Heaven, and then we went on to co-write a lot of his new album, I would walk to his house with my guitar.
Oh, that's so awesome.
You know, I mean, just like the old days. And it just came out, and there's a bunch of songs, 8 songs on this album. He's going to put out a second one, too, but it's doing in 2 stages. And there's a song called With All Due Respect, which really, you know, pokes fun at politicians and all the BS you hear on the radio and TV. And then there's a song called East of Midnight, which is also a co-write with Dennis. And it's been blessed. I mean, look, Styx was around, Survivor was around at the same time, playing the same arenas. And now we're 2 blocks away and having a blast.
I love that. I'm sitting here thinking in my mind, like, you're like, oh God, we don't have any milk. I don't want to go to the store. So you just, hey Dennis, can I borrow some milk, man? Yeah, no problem. Come down.
Can I borrow a cup of sugar?
Yeah.
Whatever.
I love that. I think that is one of the coolest things, you know, because I love playing music. I love music. That's why I do what I do. And a lot of times people ask me, you get to talk to musicians and writers all the time. What are they like? I'm like, they're like us. I mean, some of them are really cool. Some of them are jerks. It's just like human beings. They just happen to get paid to do what they love. That's the difference.
That is the difference. And I wanted to bring something up, Mike, and that is the Grammy Foundation called Music Cares. You know, I did the streaming concert and took live donations to Music Cares in one 3-hour stretch. We raised almost $5,000 for Music Cares.
And that's incredible.
Let me give you the address and people that can pledge money. Grammy.com, Grammy.com/MusicCares, MusicCares. And it's a great foundation, and the money goes right to the bands. They have a great way of distributing funds, and it's as fair as it can be. But, that's a mission for this song, Empty Arena. We're definitely pledging money to Music Cares. And you can see the music video on my Facebook page, if I can say, facebook.com/officialJimPeterick. And there's even a Portuguese version that we just put up there, because this is such a an international pandemic, and everyone is touched.
Everyone is touched. You were right on the money. And like I said, man, I'm touched, Jim, that you're using your talents for a great cause. And I'm touched by everyone that's doing that right now. It's one of the things I said before this really started to roll was maybe this will be a wake-up call for us to find our humanity once again, which I think we desperately needed to do in the last few years.
Amen. Well said. And I've seen more of my wife than I have in the last 30 years.
I was at my barber before they finally, because it was right before they issued the stay-at-home order. And I'm sitting there, and I've been going to this guy since I was 15. So what, 22 years now, something like that? Anyway, I'm sitting there, and he's cutting my hair. And I'm like, oh, thank God I got to get one more in before I started looking at having to shave my own face and cut my own hair. It would have been awful. And he goes, you know, my daughter's at home working on her PhD or something, so she's back at home with us while she's going to school. And when all this stuff started rolling, she kind of looked at me and goes, does that mean you're going to be at home more, Dad?
That's funny. That is funny. Well, you know, we are kind of reconnecting with family and appreciating it even more. And, of course, you know, I have purple hair. It's fading fast. My natural gray is coming through. I'm panicking.
Hey, man, it's all good. Gray's in. Personally, I think gray is good. But you got to get a gray beard, too, so then you get the wizard look. That's what you need to do.
I'll work on it.
Well, we'll have nothing but time to do it. And if you got anything else in the works, Jim, definitely give me a shout, okay?
All right. You're great. Thank you again for having me on. Springfield, you rock.